A seaside lodge in rural Southland has been at the centre of a dispute, and it's all over a sign. Well, it's quite a big sign. The owner, Ton Kroymans, has been ordered to remove his homemade sign made out of power poles less than a day after it was erected. But in a twist, a similar unconsented structure, also made out of power poles, has flown under the radar at the same property for 14 years. Ton joins me now. Kia ora, Ton. How are you doing?
All right, thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
It's nice to have you on. Now, tell me, what is it about power poles and signs? Why do you find them so useful?
Oh, they're lovely to look like. They've got character. What we try to reflect with the power pole, because we're sitting on the western southern corner, right under the Humbridge track in the Tiwiwawe Bay. That was in the early days a forestry area, and has been cleared over the years by the local farmers. And that's where we wanted the timber, the power timber side coming back. And the steel construction of the cattle gates we've been using is the farming aspect of this area we want to reflect. And we had them on the farm here, and I thought that might be a good use for it.
What is the sign actually for, Tom? This is the one I'm asking you now about, the one you had to take down. What's that for?
So we built over the last couple of years 18 studios here on the seaside, knowing that the Humbridge track is going to be a great walk, and with a supplementary restaurant, everything should be running at the end of October, or at the end of November. So we had a name for it. If we have a name for the years, it's the Cliffs. So on the sign, what is 6 meters high on the steel side, and the power pole is 8 meters, it says the Cliffs. And it's quite impressive. We're very proud of it, but I understand in the meantime that taste is a very personal thing.
Yes. Well, did you ask your neighbours first?
No, we didn't ask the neighbours first. What we did is we had already several power poles sitting on the subdivision next to us, what we created several years ago. And we never had any complaints, nor from council, nor from the planning side of the council. So we understood, well, we couldn't see any issues with putting more power poles about 200 meters away from where we are. But that was not the case in this case.
Okay, so the power pole, the new sign is 6 meters high. So I'm trying to imagine that. If you had a power pole, the sign would be where the power poles, the bits of the wood that stick out where the actual lines run. It'd be about that high up.
Yes, probably 6 meters.
You know where the power lines normally are at the top of the power pole? That's where the sign would be, your 6 meter sign.
Yeah, maybe a bit. It's not a complete power pole, not a complete top. It goes 2 or 3 meters from the top where the sign stops.
Ah, okay.
It's not right in the sky. I would understand if it would be in an urban area, or it would be quite high, confronting in the face in the area here, looking at the response of several people and the support from the local community board members and with the local councillor, we probably all agree that it's not out of place at this stage.
Well, your local council, the limit for the Southland District Council was, in terms of sign height, is 3 metres?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, that other sign that you say you've had for years, how tall was that?
Oh, that's 6 meters, the highest pole. It's not, and what I understand from the council side, from the planning side of council, is that even we have to, on the other side, three poles sticking out in a sort of a lean towards the north, because as you've been on the south coast, we've got trees growing in the north facing because of the southwester wind. And that was the sort of like a symbol what I used in the entrance of the subdivision, what we did. And according to council, everything what attracts a vision of sculpture or monument or sign of writing falls under the regulations of the council. You're only allowed 3 meters high. So in this case, three poles longer than 3 meters are not allowed.
Now, how close is the new sign to the road compared to the old existing sign?
We 25, 30 meters away from the road.
And
then the other sign is a bit closer, probably 15 meters from the...
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So yeah. Is it something to do with the colour? I mean, do you understand? You've got any? Have you actually spoken to the person who's made the complaint and worked out why they're so upset about the new one compared to the old one?
We haven't been communicating for years, so I'm not expecting it to happen very shortly either.
Is this because
any neighbouring complaint out of 10?
Is this the result of two neighbours not getting on here?
That's well, we had issues with the subdivision, and it doesn't make them bad people, but I can see that I will not be invited on their parties. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, maybe they're not inviting them to your parties either, Tom.
No, I have no problems. I invited this morning them to arrive here and to have a talk about it together with the Southern Times was in attendance, but I declined. So that's fair enough. It's no big deal, but...
Is this the end of it? Are you going to have to... You've taken the sign down? Is anyone saying you should keep it up?
Yes, plenty of people saying keep it up. It looks cool, sort of style. It looks artistic. It's different. And I think it's time to talk with council together and see where we go, and even with the neighbours as well, to come to some sort of a solution where all of us are happy in. The last thing we want in this corner is confrontation or people who are not happy with the location where it is.
What are you going to do with the power poles in the meantime?
Leave them there till we have a solution.
How many do you have on your property?
We bought them from the power net people who pulled them out and replaced them with concrete posts alongside the road. So we had a whole stack of them, and it's quite interesting to play with, I have to say.
What are they made of? What's the timber?
Jarrah, Australian jarrah.
Ah, that's a pretty hard wood, isn't it?
Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful hard wood, and it will last for another 50 to 100 years.
Well, maybe you could make something else out of it that's a higher value. I mean, jarrah, there might be a few wood turners and the like that might say, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on that stuff.
Yeah, but we got still some left, so we can donate them to anyone who is quite keen to have some power pole timber. Come and see us, no problem at all for the wood turning. Would be lovely. But in the meantime, sign-wise, it looks really cool to use the power poles, that's what we're saying. It's an interesting discussion which we have at the moment, and let's try to get the positive thing out of it, that we come out a very positive side on the other side. And things will change in this area, particularly when the Hambridge track is going to be the Great Walk in 2023, as I understand the other day. Things will be very different in this corner.
Well, the good news, Ton, is that you might have lost the battle on your sign. This could be bad news for your neighbour, but you could add two stories to your little village there, the hump track, or the studios could be an extra two stories, and no one's going to be able to do anything about it.
No, we will not do that. We like it because we're right on the beach. And as you know, the South Coast is one of the most beautiful spots we can think of. And the locals know that, and we know that. And the council and the local council and the local community board, all together as a bunch, we want to make this very, very, very special.
Hey, Ton, how did the school holidays, which you've just finished, how did they go for you business-wise?
Oh, it's been very quiet. It's been very, 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 very quiet. And we understand that. And we will go through this. It's no problem. It's a time of being patient. It's a time of every customer make sure that they're very, very, very welcome. It will help us planning the future. We're not expecting big numbers till the borders are open. We feel more sorry for the North Island at the moment, that all these people are restricted in some way. But we will get through this, definitely. We will get through it all together and come out in a positive way on the other side. And we expect lots of visitors coming to Southland.
Ton, it's been lovely talking with you tonight. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for your time. Thank you so much, and greetings to everybody.
Thanks, Ton. Good night. That's Ton Kuriman's talking about his little sign dispute. He's putting the signs on power poles. He's had one set of signs, which are 6 metres high for a while, but then he put another one up 6 metres high, and a neighbour complained. And alas, the law is on the neighbour's side, well, at least if you look at it from his point of view. Maybe if you're not a fan of tall signs by the road, you might sympathise with a neighbour. The maximum height is 3 metres, so he's had to take that new sign down.